Welcome to the Speaker's Corner Show. This week's show is a mixture of three different sections. The first part is an interview with myself conducted by Philomena from France about Speaker's Corner. Then there's a short interview by myself interviewing an older gentleman from Cameroon who used to come to Speaker's Corner in the 50s. And then there's the soundscape of a festival of the Shia, which take place on an annual basis at Speaker's Corner. You can catch all our previous shows on www.speakerscorner.net. You can tune in every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. on Resonance FM, or you can come down to Speaker's Corner to speak, listen or discuss.
Is it a full-time job? Because I don't understand. Jamie told me that sometimes some people are here like the week or so.
There was someone who spoke here many years ago, Bonner Thompson, and he used to have a newspaper, and he used to sell that newspaper on a Friday, a Thursday, and a Saturday, and a Sunday, and he used to make a living from that. Or there was someone else, I think he asked for donations as well. So in theory, it's possible to make a living from speaking. Like Tony Blair and that make a living from speaking.
Yeah.
It's just about whether you can do it in the open air, in a location like London.
So when you say politic, are you working for an organisation or...?
I work with an organisation called Marxist.com, and I've been working with them most of my adult life. And when they weren't called that then, they were called they are called the International Marxist Tendency.
Okay, and what do you do there?
Oh, I don't work for them like full-time or anything. I just help to try and... I'm like an ambassador.
Okay.
But without official appointment.
Can you talk about everything? There is no limit?
Well, the limit is your brain.
No, but I mean, you see what I mean.
There was a man by the name of Mohammed Hamid and his associates who used to come here, one called by the name of Bruiser Brown. And they were arrested, having been followed around for 18 months with surveillance by the police, because they were believed to have terroristic connections. There were no terroristic connections really proved, or better said, there was no proof that they were engaged in any preparatory work for terrorism, but it was conceived that their activities were incitement to terrorism. The consequence of that is that Mohammed Hamid, who used to speak here regularly, is in prison. He's been put away for a life of probably at least 7.5 years in prison. And that's really because of what he said.
That's crazy. So that's not... You're not really free about saying everything. So, except this guy, is there any law against you, like a limitation?
Well, the limitations are, as in this case, they are determined by the overall state limitations on what is legal to be said. Incitement to do something, for example, is quite a common element to be used against people in terms of like verbal communication. So let's say you incite someone to rob someone, incite someone to kill someone, incite someone to commit terrorism,
Okay. Then
that is used as a justification for imprisonment for somebody or arrest.
But there is no limitation about religion, because I thought that Speaker Corner is more about politics, but when I arrived last week and I hear a bit, most of them, except you, I don't know if I was at this time, they're all talking about religion. Not.
Do you believe in God?
That's best. Okay, I have a Catholic mom and a Buddhist dad, so...
Do you believe in God?
I believe in a God, but I don't know which God.
Right. But
need to believe in something.
If there is no God, or if the God is quite distant,
and
doesn't control everything on earth, then when people are speaking about religion, what are they really talking about?
About belief, about like, if we can call that like a trend.
What are they talking about, though? If someone says...
They're talking about the Bible, about the principle of their religion.
Meaning interpreting principles.
Interpreting principles.
Interpreting principles for what purpose, though?
to convince people to join their religion.
To join their religion, but to follow a certain set of practices.
Yeah.
Which are political, cultural practices.
Yeah.
So actually they're all talking about politics. They may be doing it in a very confused format.
Yeah.
But they are all talking about politics. Bin Laden is talking about politics when he goes on about Allah, and George W. Bush was talking about politics when he went on about God, and Tony Blair said he was inspired by God when he went to war in Iraq, and Barack Obama says he's inspired by God to stand as President of the United States and look after the interests of the people, and Martin Luther King said he was inspired by God to fight for equal rights for black and white. And so really, take away the God and you only have politics.
I've seen that there is an official other speaker corner which opened almost 1 year ago in Nottingham. So I don't know if you were of that.
There have been lots of attempts to create speakers corners and call them official speakers corners. There are lots of places in London, in England actually, where there are, in a lot of towns, there are allocated speakers corners. But,
really? Yeah.
But they're very rarely used. You can't create a speaker's corner by calling it one. You can only create a speaker's corner by having people who want to go and speak and go and speak regularly. And as soon as you have that, you have a speaker's corner. You don't need anybody to say, this is a speaker's corner. You just need the speakers. And so generally, when they try and create these speaker's corners, they never actually work. I'd like to know how much the government spent on creating these speaker's corners.
Yeah.
There is one in Singapore, Hong Ning Park.
Okay.
There's one in Australia.
I have seen that.
In the Dome, Sydney Dome, and in Melbourne, in Yoruba Park, whether anybody speaks, I don't know. Sydney Dome, I think some people speak. In Holland, some people tried to create something like a speaker's corner, but it's more like a forum for people to speak than a proper speaker's corner.
Okay.
And then occasionally there are some places where people try and create things like that, but nothing really as organic as speakers' corner in London.
And so, it's more personal, but what is your satisfaction of doing it?
People from all around the world, basically, and I get to, as a consequence of that, I think to know better the state of mind of people around the world, which lets me express myself better. As long as you can learn something, and as long as you don't get frustrated by it, then it's a tremendous thing, because you've got contact with people that you would not otherwise possibly meet. And the consequence of that is that you have a very wide scope of span of people who you're able to draw from their knowledge, their personality, their culture, their tradition, their humour, whatever else. You know. So
yeah.
That's the beauty of our speakers' corner.
Okay. And so I didn't imagine that people, like tourists or also people from around here, they come and just to speak, and that there is a real debate. For me, I thought that you were just like
it
talking.
It depends what you mean. I mean, it depends what you've seen. If you look around the people at speakers' corner, say you look here now, you'll see groups of people that sit here on the left. There's a group of regulars who meet each other every week.
Okay.
One's Belgian, one's a Jamaican, one's an Englishman. There's a whole gang of them who meet and move around amongst each other and communicate with each other. And they are what you'd call the Speaker's Corner regulars, or anthropologists would call the Speaker's Corner regulars. Who transmit and communicate their information to speakers and gather information and disseminate it amongst themselves. They don't necessarily go and listen to too many speakers themselves. They might just chat with each other.
Oh, okay.
So there's you've got your internet equivalent of the chat forum, of the blog, and of the exchange between people. But because it's human, it's entertaining as well. You know, it's a human zoo, isn't it? Human beings just engaging with each other. Plus, then you've got regular people. You've got Londoners who are coming up here to communicate, and then you've got tourists coming in.
Okay.
Probably about a third of the people who attend the meetings are tourists, but it could be less than that. There are a lot of people who live in London for quite long periods of time, 1 year, 2 years, half a year, and they probably constitute the backbone of speakers' corner.
But it's really challenging. I'm not sure I will do it.
Speaker's Corner is more challenging and is more difficult than speaking in front of 100,000 people, because 100,000 people, you can prepare a speech and read it off. In front of Speaker's Corner, you can't, and you can be attacked by anyone from any political or social or psychological direction. The consequence of that is it's a bit more difficult, but it's a very useful skill to have, and so I don't know why. Well, that's the explanation I can give. I think there has been, it's a social phenomenon which leads people to feel weak and isolated. And you see that, let's say, in France. But when they don't revolt, then they're all sort of stuck away in their small circle world.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. But it's true what you said. Last week, I remember a guy was chased by a little woman. No, she remember. She was acting crazy and she chased him and he had to take his little chair.
I didn't see it.
Quite amazing, but okay. And yeah, but I was surprised how some of them they're not open-minded, because I tried to ask some question to some of them, like the, I don't know, guy with white hair talking about Jews.
You can be amazed how close-minded people are, though. Even people you'd think might be very open-minded often can be very, very close-minded.
Yeah, because
of that is, it just shows itself here when you're talking to them about their subject. Some of them are extremely rigid. They won't even have you say anything at all.
I know, he said, I want to talk to you, and I was like, but you express yourself the entire day, so I just want to have a little chat.
Yeah, some of them are too rigid. Yeah.
Okay.
But again, that's a social problem, you know. There is a lot of rigidity in society. It might not appear like that. There is a lot of rigidity reflected actually in the opposite way, that people pretend to be very open and, oh, we can debate this, and then actually their core values never come out. So one of the things I try and do at Speaker's Corner is to get people's core values out of them, which can be actually very, very rigid. You know, basically it's, you know, protect my money, you know. That sort of, sure. And even though that might be expressed in very liberal ideas, so I don't know. There are contradictions in these type of things, which might not be so simple to explain as they might appear.
I guess it's also with the thing with the chair. You're a bit superior to the other in the debates when
you are.
So when they go down after, I don't know, they're not free to talk, because now
some of them, you'll find though, some of the most crazy ones, you can talk to them once they get off their platform and they get away from Speaker's Corner. They're quite affable.
The things have changed. All look at it, he's the only man speaking politics here. Everybody is talking about God. There's only one God. Yeah? I mean, their religion.
Actually, Ali over there also talks about politics.
I mean, you and yourself and this chap. That's why when I come in here, I came here in '57. When you were talking about democracy and things like that, privatization, nationalization. Wilson Hansen was my professor in Leeds University. He was a financial advisor to the Wilson government, and he said, "You don't privatize any public enterprise where 80% of the population are using." Look at when the railway system was privatized, and I was in London, when I came to England once, my sister-in-law died, we went for the funeral, we all squeezed inside the train like this. I just said, my God, I'm not in an English railway line and things like that. And it's true, because all they want is the people privatizing, they want the money to come inside their pockets and things like that. Maintenance of the lines is nothing, it's not important, you see? I was here. We were in Dorchester Hotel with Macmillan. Just here in Dorchester Hotel.
Where did you come from?
I'm a Cameroonian. I came here with a ship from Cameroon. £22 it cost me to Victoria Station. The Victoria Station I see now is not the Victoria Station I knew in my time and things like that. And they gave me a matured grant to go to this university. Those youngsters had to pay. My father never paid even one penny tax. And now, what has happened? You have to send children to go and pay a university education. Some of them had to do prostitution or work in the evenings to go down to go to university and things like that.
What was Speaker's Corner like when you came here?
Speaker's Corner was first fantastic. You were not allowed to go and say anything against the royal family. That was it. If you said anything, they gave you 24 hours suspended sentence and things like that. I mean, there, in those days, you don't hear a lot of things about God. Look, it's only two stands, this stand and this stand. I live in Germany. When I come over here, when I come in and listen a few politics there, I'm quite happy for shop over there, and then I go home and things like that. I said,
who was your favorite speaker here in those days? Who did you listen to?
I mean, I listened to many. There were so many.
Like what? Name one.
I won't say anything, but I listened to many. They were quite interested. There were chaps talking about colonization. Why did the Europeans come in and take Africa? Why do this and why do that? There was a lot of, quite good discussions when we went in here and things like that. It was quite fantastic. All this ended with all police vehicles just standing there. Yeah, the police vehicles just standing there and things like that, because you were not allowed to say anything nasty about the royal family.
And have you been coming regularly since then,
I live in Germany.
Oh, where about?
I live in Germany. Well, I only come down here when I come down here for my medical attention and things like that. You see my, look at it, my freedom pass. I don't pay for my boss ticket, it's all free, you see. And then when I just look at it now that youngsters had to pay for their university education, and they gave me a mature grant. I can't believe it. I had a mature grant, and my father never contributed even 1 cent tax over here. And they gave me a mature grant. I was with English students and things, and that youngsters, they were not getting the same amount of money I was getting.
What did you learn here?
Economics and business studies.
No, here at Speaker's Corner, what did you learn here over the years? Anything?
No.
What's the number one thing you learned?
Nothing. I won't tell you.
How to have it off in the park.
Now I understand that the park is closed at midnight, yeah?
Oh, well.
It's open. Midnight? Still open, yeah.
I told myself it's closed midnight.
Kind of closes.
In there.
No, it's open. You're not supposed to be in here, but it's open.
Yeah.
Oh, because somebody said that there's a place, because that's where all you got all the prostitutes, you know, going there.
Oh, not so much of that now, I don't think. But you can come here and find out.
No, I will tell you.
Research on the program.
Whenever you have anything, you didn't say the police is coming, the law is coming. So you just have to go down. Where is it, the police?
Oh.
About or this manifestation about?
Right, can you?
Make sure I got you. Okay, just trying to cover it so it doesn't get wet. Hang on.
Yeah. Do you want some leaflets to hold over the top of it?
Ah, one will do. I don't want to waste your leaflets.
So if you ask me the question, I'll answer whatever you ask me.
Damp in the air, that's the trouble. Well, that'll do. Anyway, it's the audio I really want, so.
Right, okay.
Okay. Okay, what's your name and what is it? What is this celebration about?
My name's Raza. It's a commemoration of one of our saints that passed away some 1400 years ago. And it wasn't just him, it was his family. The women of the house were held captive. 72 people were killed, including children up to as young as 6 months old. And those people that were killed, heads were put onto spears and then marched through around 40 cities until they went to Damascus in Syria, up to the ruler at the time who had instigated it all.
Why is this an issue to be celebrated or to be commemorated?
Well, he was a saint, and some of the things that he has mentioned are never to be ruled by an oppressive ruler. Never, you know, you don't just lie down and go by what an oppressive ruler is saying, and you really got to stand up against falsehood and stand with the truth at all times. And it applies to us in this day as well, with many problems going on in war. So we've got to take lessons
this
from history.
Is a Shia tradition?
Yes, it is a Shia tradition. Yeah, but a lot of my friends that are non-Muslims, some are Sunni Muslims. I'm from Bradford myself, and they usually come and join in as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is it something that takes place every year at a certain time, or is it?
It is every year on the 10th of Muharram, but this is on the 40th day after the 10th. And because of the lunar calendar, it's roughly around 10 days beforehand every year. So this, it's on, what date are we on? This Sunday. So it might come 10 days earlier next year.
And is there anything else that's associated with? Do you have special food, or do you not eat, or do you have something connected with this, or is it just to go and hold a procession?
No, there's always a procession, but a lot of people do like to give a lot out water. The significance of the water is because the family of the this grandson of the prophet, he was not given water, prevented from going to the water for 3 days in the burning heat in the Middle East. So a lot of people give out water during this time. They give out food as well, and people receiving it see it as a blessing as well.
Okay.
So there'll be plenty of food for you in underneath the arch sometime soon.
Maybe later.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks very much.
No problem at all, mate.
Okay, see ya.
Thank you.
That was the Speaker's Corner show for this week. My name is Heiko Koo, signing off. You can come down to Speaker's Corner any Sunday afternoon and join us, or you can tune in next Tuesday, 104.4 Resonance FM, or visit our website, speakerscorner.net.